Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you. And, well, we're featuring this week The Crow 2. It's called City of Angels. Well, this came out in 1996, the American superhero film, and it was directed by Tom Pope. Now, the Crow film series, this one starts Vincent Fraisse and Richard Brooks, and Iggy Pop even pops up in it as well. Well, let's have a listen to the trailer and we'll tell you a little bit more about it.
People once believed that when someone dies, a crow carries their soul to the land of the dead. But sometimes the crow can bring that soul back to put the wrong things right. I thought that Eric was the last. I never imagined there would be another.
It's another time. It's another world. And another has been chosen. City of Angels.
Well, as you expect, the music was going to be pretty full on. Well, a bit of the plot first. Los Angeles drug kingpin Judah L. murders a mechanic Ash Corven and his 8-year-old son Danny after they witness a gang of Judah's henchmen murdering a fellow drug dealer, with his gang dumping Ash and Danny's bodies into the harbour. Heavy stuff. We're going to start off now with the music. This is from Above the Law featuring Frost, and this is the title, City of Angels.
I'm on these back streets getting mine, dodging the law, dodging the chalk line. And if you feel me, I'ma keep it real for this episode, taking you all into some critical overload. What must I do to live in the city of angels? Pack a full clip with one cock in the chamber, 'cause it remains to be the same to me. I got to be, you know, she like my daddy and my grandpappy. Don't ever trust mine, don't ever disrespect mine, but yet I took my tech in case you ever cross the line. Yo, I'm like a pro, no gun, terrorist, as I handle my business and as I take you on the journey. It ain't no city of the angels where I'm at, it's just people playing. And get back and mo get back. Yo, a lot of drama on my block, but I never stress, because I'm built like a presidential Rolex. A lot of people die over the red of the blue. A lot of people hustle because they got to. But if I ever go up before I'm supposed to go, I'm gonna revenge myself like the crow.
LA is still a crazy ass place to stay. When the riders ride and the players play, I've been around the world and around the way. 24/7, like every day. LA is still a crazy ass place to stay. When the riders ride and the players play, I've been around the world and around the way. 24/7, like every day. I see the clock struck half past. I'm moving fast with a blast. I'm like an angel in the city with the devil's path, and everybody's out to get me. So I quickly stick and move, and if he moves, I trip, my fingers itch. I got a vision, I'm on a mission. Listen, I can hear him, but I can't trust my intuition. I'm wishing upon that midnight mystical, and through the darkness, I'm hoping for a miracle. I can't holler till you hear me. I gotta get me through the madness, even though I'm guilty. And as I reload, I'm all alone, set to explode like a logical murderer that's in the zone. I know they working, the spirit's lurking, I'm hurting. The 666 with the kiss got my soul searching. And I awoke and I choked on a cloud of smoke. It was a dream, and in my dream I seen a black crow. LA is still a crazy ass place to stay, where the riders ride and the players play. I've been around the world and around the way, 24/7, like every day. LA is still a crazy ass place to stay, when the riders ride and the players play. I've been around the world and around the way, 24/7, like every day. Another day in LA comes to an end.
the dark of the night starts to set in. Lots of deals going down under the city lights.
Welcome to the city of drag, where my pants sag and the homies still relying on the flag. Yeah, life starts to twist and turn, and it hits you at another angle. Just some old drama in the city of angels. Violence is brought forth through many years. Broken memories, we cried so many tears. Ooh, the devil plays the repo man, and he's sucking up souls as fast as he can. It's no question, it's in our nature. A 45 brings out the criminal behavior when the clouds in the sky turn black and gloom. As soon as the smoke starts to fill the room, your heart starts to beat. It's like a ritual, and the feeling that you get is somewhat spiritual. I'ma have to let you know how reality go. Let you fly like the crow as you slide into limbo.
LA is so a crazy ass place to stay, when the riders ride and the players play. I've been around the world and around the way, 24/7 like every day. LA is so a crazy ass place to stay, when the riders ride and the players play. I've been around the world and around the way, 24/7 like every day. LA is so a crazy ass place to stay, when the riders ride and the players play. I've been around the world and around the way, 24/7 like every day. LA is so a crazy ass place to stay, when the riders ride and the players play. I've been around the world and around the way, 24/7 like every day.
Title track, City of Angels, from the Crow 2, City of Angels. Well, the now adult Sarah Moore works in a tattoo parlour by day and paints surreal images of death and resurrection in her apartment at night. Yeah, what a great life. She is haunted by disturbing dreams about Ash and Danny. Well, after a day's work in the tattoo parlour, Sarah is visited in her apartment by a large crow as she contemplates a ring that Eric Draven gave her. Music continues now. This is called In a Lonely Place.
Caressing the wall while it's still.
place with a band called Bush. Music from The Crow 2 here on the Director's Cut this week. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Welcome back. This is the Director's Cut. We're featuring music from the film Crow 2, City of Angels, this week. Well, the plot continues. Sarah follows the crow to the harbour at night on All Saints Day. Oh, yes. And witnesses Ash's resurrection and frantic escape from his watery grave before taking him to her apartment. When Sarah tells Ash he's dead, he panics and runs screaming into the night, ending up on his own at his own home where he relives the final moments of his life. Well, I say that Iggy Pop's in the film. Here he is singing. I want to be your dog, no less.
Come on!
if you weren't awake before it started, you definitely will be now. It's Iggy Pop and I Want to Be Your Dog. Well, Sarah arrives there to find Ash brooding, and she explains that the crow resurrected him so that he can exact revenge on the criminals who killed him and Danny. Well, guided by the crow, Ash starts killing Judah's henchmen one by one. Ash first visits Spider Monkey in a drug warehouse and interrogates him as to who else was involved in the murders before killing him by blowing up the building. Well, another of Yoda's lackeys, Nemo, is spending the night at a peeping booth. Ash appears to the booth, or in the booth, and kills him, leaving a doll stuffed in his pants and a paper crow in his mouth. Nice movie, isn't it? Yeah, something a little less intense now. This is Linda Perry featuring Grace Slick and Knock Me Out on the Director's Cut with Alan T.
Thank you. You bit my lip. You held me down, cut me sober.
Linda Perry and Grace Slick, Knock Me Out. Well, Judah has employed a blind prophetess named Sybil, it doesn't work for me, is also to ascertain Ash's link to Sarah and to the crow that is the source of his powers. Judah captures Sarah in order to draw Ash to him and steal the power. PJ Harvey now. And this is called Naked Cousin on the director's cut, The Crow 2.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Well, I hope you're following me with the plot. Well, one of the murderers, Kyle, goes to Sarah's apartment to draw Ash out. While battling her, Ash realizes that Kyle is the one who killed Danny. Enraged, he throws her against a wall that breaks her leg and then out of the window to her death, leaving a crow-shaped blood pattern. Ash then pursues Jerda's right-hand man, Curve, in a motorcycle chase. Ash shoots Curve's motorcycle, which blows up, which throws Curve into the road. Ash then drags Curve into the nearby river, leaving him to die as parishioners cast down on flower petals in the shape of a crow. It's a weird film, this, but my goodness me, plenty of action, that's for sure. This is Pet, and this is called Little Boots.
Yeah. Suitcase, a picture and a name, brought here from someplace, not brought here to stay. She picks up the pieces, puts down the
back there with a little pet and called Shelf Life.
How can I love anyone else when I can?
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
With the Director's Cut today, we've got Crow 2, City of Angels, and the plot continues. Well, during the Day of the Dead festival, Jodo captures the crow and impales its wings with knives before killing it. Oh, he then ingests the crow's blood, stealing Ash's power. Suddenly mortal, Ash really dies from the shock, but is revived after seeing a vision of Danny telling him to keep fighting. Right. Ash attempts to rescue Sarah by seeking out Jodah in his lair, an abandoned church. Jodah overpowers the weakened Ash in the onslaught fight that ensues, trying a rope around him and savagely whipping him, intending to hang him. What a nice chap, isn't he? More music now. These are the Toadies and Paper Dove. Thank you. Okay, right, which is called Paper Dress. I got it wrong. Never mind, I'm not going to go back. It's great. Right, we're nearly at the end of the plot, if you can call it that. Well, Sarah rushes up and stabs Jodah in the forehead, causing Jodah to drop Ash. Well, Jodah pulls out the knife and starts moving towards Ash. When Sarah intervenes, Jodah stabs her in the stomach. Oh, my goodness. Ash gets up and impales Jodah on a metal pipe, which fails to kill him. Surprise, surprise. Well, Ash calls upon a murder of crows that devour Judah. Sarah dies from her stab wound, a tableau reminiscent of a painting that she completed earlier. She predicted it, didn't she? Ash returns to death, knowing that he cannot only rest in peace with Sarah and his son. That's it. That's the plot. Oh, gosh. What about this? Tricky versus the Grave Diggers.
Let's just record. Let's just record. Let's just record.
And follows the facts, and those who get caught in the act get the axe. Yet my style is known to catapult like a jet, like an F-15. Yo, my gleam is bright and hard when it strikes. Niggas get caught in the dare of the nightmare. Ah, you're scared. Rock away, don't get too close, or you just might get roast. Ha, I come with a tarot.
Session of the music from The Crow 2. The Crow, City of Angels, opened at number one in the US box office in Canada and took over $9 million. And it came out on Labor Day weekend in that year. Well, thanks so much indeed, as always, to Maddie for her help in putting the program together. Thank you much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the music today, one way or another. And the story's rather dark, I admit, but then again, The Crow is rather dark. Take care and enjoy. We're leaving you now with Heather Nova and Graham Revell. And this is Believe in Angels. Take care. Bye.
There the river runs deep, where the shadow ends, so begins the dream. Where the hunger leads me, it's hard to believe I'll be lost to you. It's the blood that ties, it's the hurt that heals, it's the face you hide, hides the pain you feel. So hold me up now, yeah, I'm afraid to breathe, and I'm lost to you.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.